Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Talking Insights. I'm your host, Gabby Kusters, Head of Global Marketing and Events at SMR. Today I have a very special show lined up for you because we're going to be diving into our upcoming event, The Art and Science of Innovation, that's going to be held in Chicago. I'm very happy to be joined by Ali, and we're going to unpack some intricate details and share some behind the scenes stories of the program that they have so meticulously put together. So let's get into it and let's understand why this event is a must attend event for the summer. Welcome. Could you give us insight on first what inspired this year's theme and of course what attendees can expect and what they can experience from this event?
Yes, Gabby, yeah, thank you. You know, I think when I look at the kind of the program itself and just art, the art and science of innovation in general, it's such an exciting topic as is, but I think really what's inspiring about this year's edition is if I compare it to what conferences were maybe 10 years ago, we have these kind of cycles that happen in our industry, but in the world and in how innovation accelerates, where, you know, we've seen big data pop up a while ago. And now, you know, it almost feels like we're in this kind of context where it's something that Ray Dalio would call another one of those, right? Is it another one of those moments where everybody kind of gets swept up in this feeling of, are we back in that moment of hype? But what I think is for this specific conference, I think it's completely different. I think this is kind of the first time that we're exploring something that is so vast and has so many application opportunities like AI in a completely human-centric way. And I think what's exciting and what's really cool about kind of the content of the conference itself is that we get to learn from folks that have been doing the great work, that have been testing and noodling and trying out new things. And we get to kind of be in this context, sitting with all these folks and standing on the shoulders of those giants and learning from their experiences. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that kind of excite me about this year's conference. And yeah, I'm also really excited to hear what everybody else has to share.
Yeah, so am I. Does anyone else want to chime in?
I would love to say that I completely agree with you, Julia. And I love the fact it is art and science because we've got all the AI we've got and very practical as well. So it's not just futuristic. It's this is how you do it. This is how we've done it. So everyone can kind of get up to speed with the best practice, but it also goes right the way back to humanity and stories that are basic case studies using research in innovative ways, but very basic research, some of it, or talking about innovations and thinking back centuries. So I love the fact that it really pulls in both of those directions at the same time.
Indeed. Now, Stella, I want to hear from you because we have been talking about the people that make up the program. How did it go about selecting the speakers, the topics? Because I know that we had over 120 entries, so this test must not have been easy. So tell us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gabby. I think, first of all, like, kudos to SMR for putting together a wonderful committee with different voices and different perspectives. So that really... that was some solid team that, you know, they brought together. And just going through all the amazing submissions that we got, like, it just felt like we have so much happening in our industry. There's so much happening, and folks really want to be there. So even the number of submissions shows the great testament to the kind of platform that we have at SMR and the willingness for folks to share. And having to, you know, select and synthesize which of these informations we want to showcase, it wasn't an easy job for sure. I'm sure my counterparts here can say some of those difficult tasks. But I think at the end of the day, we want to keep true to the spirit of the conference. We want to keep true to the spirit of the event, showcasing what is the other side of innovation, just like what Fiona said. How does this go down to humanity? So I think that it was a very intense process in a way. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that our speakers and our presentations, our papers, really kept true to the spirit of the conference and the theme of, you know, what we're gathering about. So I'm really excited for, you know, looking forward to seeing how all of this comes together in Chicago. Yeah.
Indeed. Now, DJ, I know that we work very closely together with the AI Task Force, and you're quite a technical guy. Is there anything specific that you were looking for when reading the submissions?
Of course. You know, this is fantastic in terms of the range of, you know, on a particular topic. I mean, as others mentioned, that a variety of topics, right? Not only just only the technical side, but the artistic approach, the human approach, and how we are looking at innovation as per se, right? For me, of course, as you know, very passionate about AI, looking for the content and the papers, there's so many entries. And as Stella said, it was not an easy job for us to really, well, which one to pick and which one to drop, you know. It was very difficult, close call, and sometimes we were not very sure, to be honest. But I think for me, I'm really looking forward for a couple of topics or areas within AI. One is synthetic data, which is a hot topic, as we all know, and to be honest, not been fully understood. And every single debate we go, we want to, you know, sort of understand better what is the actual meaning for us as researchers, market researchers. Another area where I think AI is bringing a lot of buzz, excitement, but at the same time, the nervousness, the anxiety, mm-hmm. Some part of it is not very clear. So I'm really looking forward to these conversations, debate, presentations, whereby it will help all of us to even get a little bit closer to this topic. Yeah, so a lot of excitement, looking forward.
Indeed. I can imagine. Now, it's a fairly big group, especially because Pavi and Alex couldn't join this call, but we cannot forget about them as well. I'm sure that there have been challenges. How did you all come to agree on a certain paper and a certain topic? So talk to me about some of the difficulties that you guys had to put this program together.
I think as the stand, please go ahead.
Go for it, DJ, go for it.
No, I was just saying that, of course, individually, we all have to go through all the entry submissions, which was 120 plus. It was a task, right? So first of all, at individual level as well, one has to really, you know, prepare to do the justice for those ones, right? And then you do your own impression and rating and everything. And then when all we came as a committee to really review how people has reacted to those individually, we found certain surprises, you know, where the impression was like pulls apart, and then one has to explain that, mm-hmm. which was more, I would say, most interesting part, where you have to say what, why you have chosen this one and not that one, and then the whole thought process behind that, and it was really great sort of listening to everyone. Yeah, for me that was really fascinating. Please, Julia.
Yes, Julia, you have something to say as well.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think, especially to your point, Stella, from earlier, we received so many submissions. And as Fiona said, you know, we really wanted to try to land the plane across so many different dimensions, you know, practical, big thinking, lots of different representations of cultures, all the chunky challenges that are in the public discourse today. Science and advancement of research, but also not forgetting the past. So really, you know, was it a challenge or was it a fun Tetris game? I feel like it was the latter, especially because I feel this team really gelled super well. And to your point, DJ, kind of built on each other's ideas. And so that was really the fun thing, is how do we build a web of things that really encompass everything that I feel our community should and will be excited to take home with them the day after the sessions.
Yeah.
Fiona.
I'd just like to say as well, thank you, that there were so many excellent submissions that just couldn't get in. So I'm really hoping, I mean, there could have been another conference with them. So I'm really hoping that those people that did enter will use that work again, because it was like the Tetris thing, trying to get everything together. But there were some amazing entries that just couldn't happen this time. So I'm very hopeful that they might get the full perspective that they deserve at a future conference.
Well, the great thing that we do is we try to motivate and encourage these individuals to submit again to other conferences, because we do see the potential. And indeed, there has a lot of amazing content, so much so that we had to ask Amy to shrink her day. She wanted to end at 7 p.m. So, you know, there's a lot coming, and, you know, really amazing content to be expected. Fiona, I want to stick with you. I have a question for you, because I know that you are chairing the Creativity Catalyst, which is one of my favorite sessions, the whole conference. Can you share a couple of key insights and that you hope attendees will take away from the session that you're chairing, from these content that have been put forward?
Well, first of all, I think we've got some amazing AI papers. So anybody who's interested in furthering their knowledge, provoking their thoughts about AI, that will definitely be part of a session that you should definitely put on your list to go and see. And then I think there are some other areas as well that are absolutely fascinating. The ways that with case studies, we're seeing that research is getting out into the world, for example. This is with one of them, where it's getting a lot of publicity. And that offers new opportunities for journalists and researchers to work together to get really good insight out there. So I think that's interesting. Or innovation case studies.
Yeah.
And another one that involves diversity. So there's really quite a breadth within this creativity area. And my mind was going from one angle to another. And when I was reading the papers, I'm just thinking, wow, these are so cool. I can't wait to see them presented.
Yeah, I agree. And not because I'm SMR, but I do agree. I've read them and I understand completely what you mean. Stella, I know that unfortunately you can't join us, but like I said, you're a pivotal part in all of this. What are some key takeaways a delegate will be able to take with them after these 3 days of interactive sessions?
So thanks, Gabby. I think I would really echo Fiona's sentiment there. Like, I would say that, you know, participants for this event should come prepared to take away lots and lots of good stuff. And not just only just AI thing, AI, you know, related informations, but also things that relay around creativity, innovation. Because obviously, like in research, we're not just only researchers, we are thinkers, we are curious learners, we are innovative, you know, we want to know what is happening, how can we make our insights better. So if you're looking to really, you know, sort of sharpen your insights, your insight strength, your insight superpower, I would say that you should definitely come ready. You would get all of that and even more. And just finally, just to talk about the diversity part, I think that is really important right now in our society today. And just to think about how AI ties into all of this, even in your how do you get the best sort of respondents, or how do you relate with people with different backgrounds, and how can AI help you in crafting questionnaires and all of those things. So I would say that, you know, it just really speaks to how diversity sort of ties in nicely with this topic. So I'm sure all our participants really, you know, really appreciate all the great line of, you know, innovative papers we have put together for them, for sure. Thank you.
No, thank you, Stella. DJ, I'm going to pick on you for a little bit, because I know that on the first day you're running an interactive stage, which is super important, especially with your tech background.
Yes.
And on the second day, you actually have a whole session that you're chairing called Turning Friction into Fuel. Tell me, key takeaways, what should delegates expect from that? And what is really interesting for them to also keep in mind?
The first, I would say, is that there are some very fantastic use cases, which is practically sort of the knowledge has been applied into the practical, applications. So what normally we talk, for example, hallucination and AI, and that's one area where a lot of conversations happening. People are not sure whether AI is doing its own thing in between. And, as a researcher, you cannot put your hand on it. So I think some of those things are coming out very clearly from those case studies. So I think the delegates will understand the extent of AI within the application. I think for me, that is really good area. The other area where I'm really amazed with certain papers where people have already gone out, used generative AI to develop new concepts, new ideas, ideation, and how beautifully they have taken from one stage to another, but mind you, not leaving the human in the loop. As Stella said, we are researchers, right? We are curious. We want to bring so many human thing into it, especially when it's all about new ideas and innovation, while we accept and understand and we want to leverage the power of the technology, which is quite revolutionary in my view. And I think it is really that openness as a researcher to first understand what it is bringing to us and beautifully craft into your own thing, So for me, I think there are a couple of papers which I'm really looking forward to, which will really take the sequence of the steps of the research in front of everyone. And that will be very, very beneficial. Apart from a panel discussion, which I'm particularly looking forward to really dissect what's beneath the synthetic data.
Yes.
That's something which I'm really curious, yeah.
Yes, that's definitely a must-see in the program. Julia, I do want to hear from you. As our program chair, key takeaways, what to expect from your point of view?
So much. One thought that I was noodling with was, again, on kind of this AI topic, is the idea that, we've been submerged in a way in a media frenzy that kind of portrays this acceleration of technology as something scary, something that might take away our jobs, and what do we do when budgets get cut, and all of those things. And I think obviously it's very important for us to continue to think all of that through, but also to think through the lens of, let's take this opportunity to actually flip the script on that and to be as selfish as we possibly can with the information that we get. Let's make sure that we can use this information in our advantage, to the advantage of the communities that we're serving. Let's arm ourselves with the tools that actually can help us accelerate what we're doing, do it better, do more together. And so for me, that's kind of a big piece. The second one is, and Fiona also touched on this, is all the counterbalance of the content that is going to be shared that sits, that still exists in our world. So there's going to be so many exciting case studies of brands that have been around for decades, if not even hundreds of years, that have continuously reinvented themselves, or businesses that have used tried and tested methodologies like a good old survey, but in new and smart ways. So that idea of selfishness in a way and indulging in the insights that we get applies across the entire board, not just to the AI insights that we're going to see. And I think the third bit for me is just, whenever I am at an SMR conference, I have this weird feeling of being at a summer camp with extremely smart people and just having a really good time, grabbing a snack, grabbing a beverage, having a chat, making friends, if I can just say this in a very naive way. But the world we're in today is a little dire, and what I think is important for us to remember is also to just kick back a little and have a good time together as we learn together.
I love that. And speaking of having a good time, I do have a little trivia that I put together to test our program committee to make sure that they know the program that they have put together. So shall we give it a go? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, on Tuesday, First question, what time does the session start on Tuesday?
7 p.m.
Sorry, what time did you say?
7 p.m.
Oh, Amy would have loved that. No, session starts at 9 and finish at 5:30 on Tuesday. But I will let Amy know that 7 a.m. would also be acceptable. We'll be very happy about that. How many stages do we have?
Two?
Yes, we have two stages. Two stages. The second stage, by the way. Yes, it's a lot of content. And the second stage is very interactive, as DJ knows, because him and Alex are both going to be running interactive sessions during that time. So very good to come by and ask questions and really dive deep. Okay, what about, can you name one country that is represented by our speakers other than the US? It's a very international line of speakers.
Ireland.
Yes, you both got it. Of course, yes. What about client sessions? You've mentioned that there are a lot of client sessions. Can you give me a number?
I want to say 14 or 15.
I want to say 15 too.
10?
Yona? DJ?
I have around maybe 8. Somehow 8 is coming in my mind.
8.
Number 8. You're correct.
All right.
Julia, I love your excitement. I'm also excited about for Amy. More client sessions. 8 is not enough. What about, there's one session that there's a celebrity reference in the description. Fiona, hint, hint. It's one of the sessions.
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor
Swift,
yes.
Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift. Economics beyond numbers in our research area. Yes, exactly. References Taylor Swift. And the last question, which is the most important question. What event is happening in Chicago between the dates of 16th and 18th of June that will honor market research, data, and insights professional?
The art and science innovation.
Yes. The art and science of innovation.
Gabby was really coming for us. Like, did you?
Yes. Of course. You need to know the program that you put together. But it's a packed agenda. So I also understand that things, you cannot remember everything. There's so many speakers, so many topics, so many sessions, clients, interactive ones as well. So it's a lot happening. But of course, we have to honor Chicago as well, right? So I have another trivia about Chicago to play with you guys. This is multiple choice, by the way. I wanted to make our lives a bit easier. Yes. Okay, what is the name of Chicago's largest park? Lincoln Park, Grant Park, Millennium Park, or Jackson Park?
Millennium Park. I know that one.
Millennium Park.
Is it?
Millennium Park.
Is it? Is it? Park. It is Jackson Park.
Oh, nice. Can I just say, can I be at a pub quiz with all of you next time anybody goes to a pub quiz? I want to be on your team.
Okay, this one is easy, Julia. Which famous food originated in Chicago? Cheeseburger?
I'm sorry, are you asking the Italian to say that deep dish pizza comes from Chicago?
Deep dish, yeah.
Now I'm supposed to answer that question. What about celebrities from Chicago? Do we know anyone? We have Beyonce, Kanye West.
Residents? Obama?
One more time?
Obama, yeah.
Obama?
Yes, Obama. He's from Chicago.
Obama?
Oh. Well, but he's a resident. Oh, that come from Chicago.
Exactly. So I have four choices for you. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, or Kanye West?
No.
Kanye's from Texas.
Justin, Kanye West?
Kanye West, exactly. Kanye. What about Chicago's Willis Tower was known by what name until 2009?
Oh, Sears.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. And what about the river that was famously dyed green that is actually famously dyed green during St. Patrick's Day? The Chicago, Mississippi, Detroit, or Illinois River?
Illinois.
The Chicago River. Yes. Chicago River.
Chicago.
Chicago River. Exactly. Well, we have to honor Chicago. It's an amazing location. We actually have one of our SOMAR staff from Chicago, so she's really excited to take us there. She's actually heading the client summit that happens the Friday before this event. So there's a lot happening in Chicago this year from SOMAR. For now, I would love to thank all of you. Thank you for coming. Unfortunately, we couldn't have a full house with our program committees. Pavi and Alex, unfortunately, couldn't join us, but they have been here in memory and in our hearts. That's what matters. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work that you put into this. It's really an amazing lineup. You should all be proud of yourselves. And I cannot wait to see you.
Thank you.
16th and 18th of
June. Thank you. Looking forward.
Thank you so much for sticking with us throughout this interview. It was an amazing experience to have the program committee over. And for those of you who stayed on, I do want to offer you an exclusive promo code to join our Art and Science of Innovation at a discounted rate. You can get your promo code with the link below. And I hope to see you all there. For clients that are here, you can also join our client summit that is also happening in Chicago on the 14th of June. I hope to see you all there.